Episode 4, Who Really Cares? How we doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. Back at it. Back at it.
Yep, I had to take over last episode.
Yeah, I was on paternity leave, so.
Well, yeah, I guess that's a pretty good reason. It's a little scary doing it by yourself.
It is. It's different. I mean, on episode 2, and I did it myself, it was kind of weird getting going, but I kind of got in a little groove. I don't know if I could do like a super long episode, like what a lot of people do. The 20 minutes, I did 20 minutes, and at the end, I was like, not sure how much longer I can go at this.
Yeah, you start to feel insane after a little while.
I can maybe do a half hour, 40 minutes as I get better at it, I guess, but who knows?
Yeah.
Anyways, what we got going on? What have you been up to?
I mean, obviously, I had to record your thing, then going to school. You know, I'm sure you listened to the last episode. I was dealing with a lot of bare feet and bad grammar. But
the foot thing is
going good.
I saw the foot thing on your I guess it was Instagram or Snapchat or something. I don't know what it was, or maybe both.
Yeah, it was both.
The fact that somebody can do that, I've experienced it when I was in school too. People doing weird things in areas that they should not be doing them at all.
Yeah, I don't understand how comfortable someone can be. I've never been that comfortable to take off my shoes. Unreal.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get into a little something here. What have you been? You got any more stand up lately?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah. You know. I mean, I do it. It's still tough though. We talked about it on the first episode that, you know, you get stage fright, and you made me very angry by saying you didn't get it, which everyone gets it.
And didn't get stage fright. Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone has their fears.
Yeah, I mean, I know I do. You know,
what top three fears? What are yours?
Oh, I don't know if you want to get that. I mean, you want to get that serious? Because, I mean, I can. I thought this was like a goofy little, but we can. I mean, we can get into it.
Yeah, we can do it. Yeah, why not? Right. I mean, it's a free reign. I can do what I want. This is mine.
Yeah, true, I guess.
I could care less what anybody else thinks.
Yeah. I guess that's the point.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, fears, you know. I mean, yes. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, getting up in front of people is very scary. I know I was a pretty shy kid growing up. There were moments where I'd get out of my shell, but, you know, still very shy kid. I remember hiding behind people a lot. So, I mean, I'm sure, you know, it's tough to get over your fears. Let's see what else.
I mean, you got basic. I mean, you afraid of heights? What do you mean? What do you got?
No, I mean, if we're getting real, like dying scares me, you know? And, you know, I used to stay up thinking about it and, you know, what happens, you know, I used to stay up really late and I couldn't sleep. It still sometimes happens to me. I get extremely scared and nervous and I get a lot of anxiety about it.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm getting a little serious on here.
We can get personal. Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of the unknown, you know, that really gets to you. It's the you don't know if you're about to get hit by a car, and it's all going to be over. I mean, I live in LA. I walk around a lot. There's some crazy drivers here.
Oh yeah, I've seen them. The motorcycles out there. They don't care about much.
I know. So you understand? Like it's it can be a scary place, you know, and. Let's see, what else? I'm sorry, I keep talking about myself here.
No, it's good. I get it. I honestly, and it's kind of embarrassing, but I would say if we're talking about fears and stuff, I'm really embarrassing, but I get really scared of like when I'm like a little bit early to something.
Yeah. And then what?
That's it. I mean, it's just, you know, if you like there's an event, a wedding, a party, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It can be any sort of gathering, you know, family reunion, whatever. You know, I just, when I get there, if it starts at 3, you know, and I'm there at 3:50 or something,
mm-hmm.
I get just, you know, it's that weird feeling, if that makes sense.
About so being there. Like being late or like being too early or being too late.
Right.
And like you die because of it or?
No, just showing up early and everyone's seeing you.
And that's your fear.
Well, it's one of them.
Yeah. Right, but I thought we were talking about like real fears, like stuff that keeps us up at night.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Well, I know that's what I'm saying, and I know it sounds like something that somebody wouldn't share because it's very embarrassing. But
no, it's like slight social anxiety. That's completely normal.
No, I don't think you're getting it. I don't like just imagine showing up to a wedding that you're invited to and it starts at 7, right? And you get there and it's 6:50 and you're walking in and there's maybe a few people there ahead of you and a few of you them like kind of look up at you and see you as you're walking in, then you sit down, right?
Yeah.
Think about that.
No, I'm just that's happened to everyone. I'm like, everyone's been too early to something and it's not a scary thing. You just, now you're early and you just wait for it to start.
Okay. Well, let me
run this.
I
was talking about you. Like, we've all been early to stuff. I was talking about dying. Like my,
I know. We were talking about fears. We were talking about real fears.
Right. And all, I mean, I was talking about death and staying up at night as a child. I got vulnerable. And
wow.
You try to come back with that with being late or being too early. And
oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Okay,
making
okay.
Me upset.
All right, forget about being too early. Think about this, all right? So you're at that same wedding. You're at that same wedding.
Yeah.
And it starts at 7, like I said. And you show up at, you know, 7:15. Right.
Right.
Now there's more people there. Okay. You're kind of stealing the show a little bit by sliding in maybe the back row. You know, five, six people see you as you're sneaking in that back row. You know, it's something that, you know, you're talking about staying up late at night. I think about it.
That's the most ridiculous thing to stay up at night. And it's starting to make me upset. I just opened up my heart for like 2 minutes on this thing. And you say that your biggest fear is being late by 15 minutes, which everyone's done. All you have to do is say that there was traffic or something. I'm talking like everyone's been late. Neither of us have died. That's what I'm talking about, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
What, I mean, is there anything else? Because if you don't say something serious, I'm going to get upset because everyone is afraid of stuff. Everyone is. And you're making me upset.
Is there anything else? I mean, maybe, I don't know.
It's not hard.
No, this is kind of tough for me because the last two were very, in my opinion, prime examples of situations like that.
Jake, I know that you're afraid of something else.
Maybe, you know, going through like a yellow light instead of like stopping.
Right, and you get hit by a car? Or
no, just because it's yellow is caution. Either you go through with caution or you stop. And, you know, sometimes I'll go through.
And you're... Right, and like someone might T-bone you or a cop is going to catch you or.
Well, no, because it's not illegal. It's just like you either go through with caution or you stop. And I'm just saying sometimes I'll go through with instead of stopping.
Jake, dude, I said, are we going to get serious? And you said, yeah, because we can do whatever we want. And I got serious and I got vulnerable.
Yeah.
And you're talking about being afraid of the color yellow.
Well, not the color yellow, a yellow light, like if you're driving in traffic.
There's so many things to be afraid of that are legitimate.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you straight up. Are you afraid of dying or getting hurt or losing a limb?
Well, I mean, like I said, those are definitely things to think about. But if you're talking about pure fears, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Being late, being a little bit early, or sometimes driving through a yellow light in traffic.
Oh, my God. I know what you're doing. You're doing the same thing that we did when we talked about stage fright. You're trying to say that you don't have fears.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I'm telling you what my fears are, actually. I told you three.
Picking mundane things.
No. Because
you're trying to say that you're not actually afraid of stuff.
No. That ain't it.
Being too early, being too late, and yellow lights.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say being too late. I would be saying like a little too late, like 15, 20 minutes.
Jesus Christ. You're starting to make me upset, and
Okay. I get it. That's fine. You know what? Let's jump back to where we started here, because, you know, episode 4, you know, I do want to point out that we are at over 100 downloads, which for some is nothing.
Yeah.
For me, not going to complain.
Yeah. It's got to feel good.
You know, we're on Apple.
What I'd like to say, you're welcome.
Yeah. You helped a little bit. Well, okay. Yeah, sure. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, tons of other randoms that, quite frankly, I don't think anyone uses.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to where we started, because I've been wanting to check in with you on it, with the stand-up thing.
Right.
You been working on new material? I don't want to – we can stop with the fears thing, because you're obviously getting upset about it, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But let's jump into like, how's your material going? What's your process?
No, I'm glad you asked. So I'll just go about my everyday life, and I'll think of something, and I'm like, oh, that might be funny, and I'll write it down, and then maybe I'll go home, and I'll think about it again, and I'll think of something else I could go with it, but, you know, and then the next thing you got to do is just try it, and you never really know if it's going to be funny, and
yeah,
it's hard to get, like, good feedback with people, you know. I mean, I made those sketches. I mean, you know about those.
Yeah, the YouTube sketches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, it seems like people thought they were funny. I mean, they got plenty of views on, like, Twitter. Got the most, you know. With stand up, you don't know if you're funny or not.
Right. I mean, those sketches. I mean, they definitely weren't bad.
Right. They weren't bad, right? Because they were good, right?
Well, I mean, I think we can both agree that they were. I mean, they definitely weren't awful.
Weren't
right or no?
I mean, that's such an easy thing to agree with, that they weren't awful. That's like the lowest hanging fruit that you could pick at. They weren't awful. I mean, like, well, I mean, I want a career of being funny.
Yeah.
So it's hard to really know if you are or not.
Well, I mean, you know, I will say this, and it's a good thing that you've been recording. This is your third episode out of four that you've been on. And I'll say this, you know, you're definitely coming along. And it does feel good. It feels good to me, because, you know, three out of four episodes you're on here, and you're kind of getting a little, I don't know, maybe you're getting a little exposure. And it feels good to me that I can just kind of sit back and say that, you know, when the time comes that, you know, maybe he makes it, you know, I can at least say, hey, you know what? Hey, he rode on my coattails. He made it, made his way up. And, kind of did his thing. And you worked at it and you worked out the kinks and it's coming along, you know, like I said, the sketches aren't terrible. You know, Stalls Have Eyes was
what is it?
What?
What's the title of it? The what have eyes?
The Stalls?
Yeah. Okay. Because I thought you said stars and I was going to get really upset.
Well, you know, whatever it is, but no, it's Stalls. And you worked at it and you tried.
I tried. Yeah. No, I'm.
You're trying.
Trying. Jake, first of all, this is twice in a row. I'm trying to get a little bit serious, and all I want to know is if I'm funny or not. And you're telling me I'm not terrible. You're telling me I'm trying. And I'm pretty sure that you said I was riding your coattails.
No, well, not currently. I'm talking, you know, maybe a year goes by and you start kind of getting bigger. I would say that
I was riding your coattails.
Right. Yeah. Because of, you know, the extra exposure that you've gotten from me, and quite frankly, the advice. Well, yeah.
What advice?
Why, right now.
This, you not refusing to tell me that I'm funny, is not advice.
I'm not refusing to tell you. I'm just keeping it. I'm leveling with you.
Oh my God.
You get it?
Just a little bit of positive feedback from people helps a lot, and
it does. And you know what? Let's take it a step further. Give me off the top of your head. Can you give me something that you've been working on? Something that you might think is funny. It doesn't have to be a joke.
Sure.
I mean, I know you already talked about like the foot thing, and you know what? That could work.
Could work.
Are you saying
it didn't work? Because I was thinking about trying to turn that into something, possibly.
That's what I'm saying. It could work.
Could work.
With the right mindset behind it. But no, give me something right now. What do you think?
Oh, jeez. Wasn't expecting this.
Well, if you want to be the guy, you need to take the bull by its horns.
Yeah. Well, so let's see. I mean, I don't know. This is nothing, like, I'm not going to say anything that I've actually said already because that's embarrassing, like on stage. So let me think of something. You don't know, like recently, I don't know. It's not going to sound funny when I just explain it like this, okay? And you're not going to think it's funny because I'm just going to mundanely, monotonely say it.
Well, it doesn't have to be funny. I'm talking about like a topic or something maybe that you experienced. It doesn't have to be. You get it?
Yeah, 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 sure. And you're going to give me good feedback, right?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Okay.
And also people listening could, you know, maybe hear it and just,
yeah.
You know.
All right. Well, like one thing, like, you know, life's pretty expensive out here. Don't have much money. Me and my girlfriend were talking about selling her eggs because you can get like $8,000 for that.
Okay.
Yeah, which is a lot of money. But apparently the process of and motorcycle the process of getting the eggs can cause cancer. So the joke is now I have $8,000 and no girlfriend.
Okay. So,
that was it.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, like I said, you know, work in progresses are work in progresses. And
now, Jake, is that all I get? Is that it's a work in progress? Because I know it's a work in progress. I want to know if it's a if it's funny.
You know, I'll tell you this, and again, I know I said it kind of before, but it could work.
Jesus Christ. Why do I, why even open myself up at all on this? When I was by myself, there was no one to refuse to tell me that I'm funny. I just had to pretend that I was.
And you had a good time, I bet.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
Way better than this.
Wow. This is important stuff.
Opening up my heart on your podcast.
Right. No, it's important stuff.
Yeah. And also, I'd like to say you're welcome, because I'm sure your female audience went through the roof after I had a solo episode because of my crisp, perfect voice.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
You know, honestly, based on the demographics that I've been seeing, I would not be surprised if it plummeted.
Okay. Now you're just trying to hurt my feelings.
No. Like I said, I'm trying to keep it real.
Let's keep it. You're my brother. Just sometimes there's keeping it real, and sometimes there's just being a little bit nice.
Yeah. Well.
You're not afraid of anything. You don't think anything's funny.
Okay. Let's back up. Again, I listed three things that were extremely embarrassing to be afraid of.
No, they aren't embarrassing.
So to say that I'm not afraid of anything is a stretch. And quite frankly, I'm offended.
Oh, my God.
And I never said you weren't funny. I never said that. I said that.
But you never said I was.
Well, I mean,
dude, I'm getting really pissed.
Well, I mean, where do you want me to go with this? Because I'm trying to be.
Just say it. Just say that I'm funny. Just say it. It's easy.
I'm trying to be completely honest with you.
Jay, dude, all you have to do is say it. It's easy.
I don't know what else you want from me here, because I'm trying to take it.
Oh, my God. The easiest thing in the world.
What?
Say you're afraid of dying. Because everyone is.
Okay, and like I said before, those are definitely things to think about when you're maybe it keeps you up at night, you know, I don't know. But as far as
you are dancing around all of the points.
I don't know what else you want from me.
I've made it clear what I want from you, word for word.
Again.
No one on earth is not afraid of those deep things.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is say, like, something that you're deeply afraid of. And then right after that, I need you to tell me that I'm funny.
Okay.
Okay.
Again, you know, let's bouncing back around. There people are afraid of different things, and that's okay.
Oh my God, I'm gonna.
But you know, and the things you listed are 100% things that some people are afraid of and that they think about. Oh. I am just petrified. Okay, I am just petrified
of dying
of showing up late to an event.
Jake.
I get scared when I go through a yellow light at, like, you know, if it's 35 miles an hour and it turns yellow, and I kind of do that Midwest thing and go, oh, I'm going to go for it. I go through it. I kind of look around, you know, and then I kind of get like, I kind of get like the shivers right when I go through it. And then right when I get through it, it's gone and I feel a lot better. But
I made it through.
It's not illegal. I'm not breaking the law by any means, but it's something to be afraid of.
No, it isn't. I don't even think you're actually afraid of it. I think you want to hear my theory?
Shoot it.
I think I just opened up my heart and my brain for this podcast and for you and about my fears.
Mm-hmm.
And you either don't want to say what you're afraid of, or you scrambled really quick to think of the most like easy thing to say or the first thing that came to your mind. And that's what you're saying you're afraid of, because, and I'm going to get upset when I say this, is you think that you're not afraid of anything.
Oh my God. I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah. It's so easy.
I just don't know what else to tell you. I get it. I'll say that. Okay, I get it.
I understand.
And, you know, and back to you being funny. I'm not saying you're not funny. I'm just saying you're on your way.
But you're not saying I'm not funny, but you're not saying I am. Just say that I am. It's so easy.
You know, you're going to make it.
Oh, my God. Thanks. But does that mean I'm funny?
You're going to make it one way or another. I know it.
Just say it.
I know you'll make it somewhere, and you're going to be a star. Don't know when.
Brain damage.
I don't know when, but you know, that's up to you, man.
Oh my God.
You gotta hop on it. You gotta cruise. You gotta keep working and growing, man.
It would help if I would know what's working.
Right. And you're going to get there.
Oh my God.
You know?
I don't like this. it's so easy.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
I mean, you didn't think my sketches were funny.
Well, I said they're definitely, you know, they're there. You know, that makes sense. And
yeah,
they
they're that's the only thing that they definitely are.
And they're getting views and stuff, which is great, and they're growing.
Did you see my Tony Stark one?
I did not.
Yeah, I put the George Lopez theme song over Tony Stark waking up. Isn't that funny?
It's an idea.
It's hilarious.
It's an idea.
Oh, my God.
It's an idea. You know what? I think I can... Yeah. I think Hudson's crying upstairs.
No, you're not going to end this before you say that I'm...
I think he's crying up there.
I can't hear a thing.
No, he's... What's that?
Yeah, he's not asking you something. He's a baby. He can't be asking you something.
He's hollering down at me. And
No, he isn't.
Okay, be there in a sec. Okay, dude. Guys. Yep. Episode 4. Who really cares? It was excellent having you on today. I really appreciate it. Keep working. Okay.
Yeah, I will. And I hope one day someone tells me I'm funny.
Keep doing it. You'll be there, you know, whenever.
Jesus Christ. Just say it.
All righty. And that's it. Episode 4.
Just say
it. Thanks for guesting.
Just say it. Peace. Just say it. Dude.